Amos Perikei Pasuk Vav, continuing the kina that is being uttered over a Malchus Yisrael that hasn't been lost yet, but is imminently going to do so. Dirshu es Hashem v'chiyu. Again, what a great message for right after Yom Kippur. Seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live. Live in this world, live in the next world. But that's where the source of life is for Klal Yisrael. And that includes the 10 tribes. We're accustomed to thinking of them as somehow somebody different, somebody historic, somebody that doesn't exist anymore. They could be us as well. Dirshu es Hashem v'chiyu. Pen yitzlach ko'esh beis Yosef. Unless the house of Yosef bursts out like fire, the achla, and devours and consumes. Now, Beis Yosef consuming is something that we're going to see in Ovadia, that Bahaya Esav Lakash, the Yosef Lahava, that Yosef is going to be the fire that burns up Esav. But now we're talking about either. Targum Yonason says the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be against Beis Yosef, given that Yerovam ben Nevat was from Ephraim, from Yosef. Radak and Ibn Ezra say it's like splitting. Fire splits everything that it burns. But again, that it's the house of Yosef being destroyed, the anger raging. The Ein Mechabel of Beisel, there's going to be nobody to quench it, to put it out in Beisel. Beisel, a famous city of Yosef, but the house of Yosef, the king, the courts, the riches, we are accustomed to thinking of dynasties and great empires as lasting forever, but they never do. And unfortunately, one of those is ours. Zayin ha-hofchim l'la'anom mishpat, those who turn justice into wormwood, into this very, very bitter, poisonous substance, that under the guise of performing mishpat, and we've seen this before, the corruption, the kings and judges pervert justice. Their judgments of the poor are full of bitterness. Justice, when done properly, says Radak, is very pleasant, is a good thing. But when you pervert it, when it's corrupted, then it's bitter. I think about it anyway, it just pops into mind. That Ukrainian refugee girl who was murdered in North Carolina on a train by a guy who had been let go by justice multiple times, despite the fact that he was a clear danger to everyone else. That's hofchem lala'ano mishpat. That's when justice becomes a bitter thing, when the justice system seems to fail innocent people. And we all pay the price. Utztaka la'aretz hinichu. And those who leave righteousness on the ground, because they'd rather leave it on the ground than actually do it. Rabbi Mendel Hirsch, says this is the old point of view in Sodom, that poverty is a crime, the needy come to sheer desperation. Recipients of justice are degraded and misused, but every injustice is cloaked with the semblance of lawfulness. That, this is justice, this is good, this is equity. The justice of class is practiced shamelessly and harshly. This is what it's like in Malchus Yisrael. And at some points in Malchus Yehuda, we have to take warning. Ches osei chima, he who made chima uchisil, the Pleiades and Orion, these great constellations, great stars. Through them, the Mefarshim say, grain is preserved in the proper seasons. So unlike the sun and the stars, which are up in the heavens all year, Chima and Chesil only come at certain times, certain seasons. The Chazal say they have extreme cold as a koach, and they harden the fruits and ripen them, whereas Orion, the other, has heat and softens the fruits. So each one bismano, you need a winter, you need a summer. But Chazal also, Radak says, say the Pleiades, which are chima, pervert justice to do evil. That's that hardening effect. If you do it badly, if you pervert it, then it's going to ruin the world rather than preserve it. So interesting choices to go with these heavenly bodies. V'hofech laboker tzalmaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made those constellations. And he turns darkness into morning at the end of the night. V'yom laila hechshich. And day he darkens as night. So at night, the days are short, the nights are long, but in the summer, the opposite way. But this benefits the world in all ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ticking time works to the benefit of everyone. We may be mortal, we may have a limited time on there, but we all can recognize the need for both day and night in their proper time. HaKore Lemei Hayom, he who calls the waters of the sea, gathers either camps of people as numerous as the waters of the sea, or gathers together the waters of the ocean. That was the very second or third day of the second day of Bria. Mayim Tachtonim, from Mayim above. Vayishpachem al pnei ha'aretz. And when tsunamis and other things come, pours them out on the face of the earth. Hashem Shemo, his name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam connects this to Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that originally the forces of nature were being worshipped as an intermediary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as this pasuk reminds us, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has power over all those forces of nature. So all the physicists and scientists out there who say that nature is some kind of independent entity ignore these two words, Hashem Shemo. Tes HaMavlig Shod Al Oz, who strengthens those who have been robbed on the strong. So a person who's robbed and weak and mugged is feeling as weak as possible. But those can be stronger than the strong. Your fortresses aren't going to help you. Your iron dome isn't going to help you. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who saves the weak. V'shod al mivtzar yavo. And those who have been pillaged, those who have been robbed, will come upon a fortress. So if you rely on your fortresses, then the people who themselves were plundered at some point are going to come upon them. And Yud Sanu Bashar Mochiach, they hated him who gives them Musar in the gate. You don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu or his Nevi'im who are giving you Musar, giving you Tochacha. V'dover Tamim Yisah Evu. And they despise him who speaks uprightly. So you live in a corrupt, terribly weak society, without values, where might makes right, where money makes right, where people without resources are trodden down. But those people are going to turn upon you, and eventually you're going to feel the consequences of your terrible, immoral, unethical behavior.